Madison Mayor David Cheslevich has pledged to build a public pool during his term. The effort recently got a shot in the arm through a $2 million donation from Robert and Erwin Goodman. Now city officials have to raise an additional $500,000 while pool committee members research options for size and location. But surveys by the National Sporting Goods Association suggest recreational swimming is drying up. Larry Weindruck is communications director for the organization based in Mount Prospect, Illinois. He says swimming's popularity peaked in 1988 with 71 million participants, but has since dropped to 47 million due to conveniences like air conditioning and new activities.
The internet, DVDs, video games, and the rising popularity of skateboards, scooters, where kids are out and about doing things other than swimming. A hole in the ground full of water is not going to do it.
This is something that Madison residents would use. This isn't just a square box.
Melanie Conklin is a spokesperson for Mayor Cheslevich. She says research suggests a public pool would enjoy strong support and visitation. Conklin adds that in order to help it compete with water theme parks up north, the pool would have some special features.
A zero-depth entry, so it can walk gradually into the water. Part of the pool could be used for swim meets and slides, big water slides of some kind. We would want to incorporate that feature as well.
Conklin says the biggest challenge right now is settling on a location. She says many proposals have come in from across the city, wanting the pool in this spot or that spot. Conklin adds many people feel safer in a pool than in area lakes, which have recently reported cases of blue-green algae and other toxins. She says the mayor's push for a public pool doesn't mean he's shying away from cleaning up those sites. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.